Tumelo Madlala, the state's third witness in Senzo Meyiwa's murder trial, told the Pretoria High Court on Wednesday that he tried to stop blood flowing from the soccer star's gunshot wound while rushing him to the hospital. Madlala was among those at the Fosloris house on the day the Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates goalkeeper was killed in 2014. According to Madlala, he was in the back seat of the car driven by Meyiwa's girlfriend Kelly Khumalo. Also in the car were Kelly's sister Zandi Khumalo and a friend of theirs, Mthokozi Sithwala.
Okay, we were at the back seat, my lord, and his head was, I was on this side, the left side, so his head was on my side, in the middle it was Mto, and then on the right side it was Zandi. That's how his body was laying. Was facing upwards.
And then he kumbula, I wipe away, he's short. Puma, I think. I'm sorry.
What I do remember is that he was wearing shorts, I'm sorry, yeah. And white Puma jackets.
Then, simply motel, such as the driver, okay.
Once we had loaded him into the vehicle, Kelly was driving.
Because Mkumbula, Masam Bindi, the driver, Mutishama, one Kuza, Uzani.
Because I can recall that as she was driving, my lord, she was like hitting the humps, and Zandi reprimanded her.
Unomunye, ngazuma ngizothusisa noma uAnti wanginika ithawula, the face cloth, ngathi light blue.
I remember there's this lady, she gave me a light blue face cloth, yebo. To place it on that hole, where the blood was coming out of from my lord.
Where did that happen?
Kwenzekani ni lo?
I think before Sisuke called.
It was before we departed, my lord, from there.
Was there blood coming out of the hole?
Yeah, I think like the cornicas, because big number newspaper and I'm doing, and now I'm saying it.
I think there was blood coming out of there because there were some newspapers in the vehicle and those newspapers had blood. I didn't notice as to which time because Mthoko also had blood on him. I also had blood on me because I was covering where the blood was coming out of.
Madlala also recalled kissing Meyiwa on the forehead after viewing his body at Butsilong, Empilweni Hospital.
Then my father was a stretcher, I was a father,
They then brought a stretcher, they placed him on it, and then they left with him to the other side, and we remained waiting there on the benches. After a while, although I don't know after how many minutes or after how long, the nurse appeared and the nurse had a picture of the X-ray.
Yes, yes.
Why is the X-ray? Kwase kusondela kumaka umakakhe.
The nurse requested for an elderly person, and then Kelly's mother came forward. Kelly's mother then came to us crying. She then informed us that Senzo had passed away, and then everyone inside there then started crying.
Then I was still going to be born. I think I'm going to be born again. Then Samba was born.
I then requested to go and see him, and then we went. He was shown to us.
Then I was Billy. I'm going to be born. I Billy. I'm going to be talking to phone. I'm going to be landing looking.
All right. When I went to view him for the second time, I was alone because they didn't want to go and view him again. But Kelly followed me.
So mang figa elele, Bengala, so mang gimbo zisendo, kanti ngibizela ukuthi ngizobona lento la.
When I got there, I was lying and I was crying, and I asked him, Senzo, is this you called me to come and see this here?
Then nga kozone sibafuna spoon. Then ngamqabule isiphongweni ba okhilo wase wagumliwa asho izandla zila. Ne? Okhilo wagumliwa asho la and problem.
The nurse by that time, or the nurses, wanted us to go out. I then kissed him on his forehead, and then Kelly removed a watch because his hands were like this. His was lying on the stretcher. So Kelly removed his watch.
Cross-examination of Madlala by lawyers for the five accused is expected to begin on Thursday. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Demi Buzo.